Hazur, the Christians say that just by belief in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, they can attain salvation. And from then on, all they have to do in their life is try and do good works. And they say that Muslims can try as hard as they want. They can go through life all the time trying to be good, but they'll never know if they're going to attain salvation or not. What do we say to that?
I mean, what do they say to that?
Well, you
there's no reason forwarded by them, no... there's no weight in that claim.
There's no weight, but they say that that makes their religion more attractive.
The point is, the religion can be made more attractive by lessening the responsibilities further. So why not enjoy an imaginary religion with no responsibilities whatsoever? You can make such a religion, perhaps a better one, but... Why should people expect it? Why should there be, without any reason, why should it work? That is the point. For a theory to work, the theory has to be correct. Otherwise it will not work.
So first of all,
we challenge the correctness of this claim.
Yeah.
And let them prove. The onus of proof is on their shoulders. So that should be the attitude of every Ahmadi.
Yes.
Whenever an absurd claim is made by a Christian or anybody else, you should first of all retort by asking him, first establish this point.
But how can they
logically?
Yeah.
Unless you establish it, I'm not going to accept it, nor should you accept it. Because in the worldly affairs, you thoroughly investigate things and reject every possibility unless it is proved beyond a doubt. This is how science has developed.
Yes.
So why do you treat religion differently? That is absurd. In scientific ways, all your developments owe their pace and their forward movement to one single factor, that you did not accept anything without investigation, without having a proof of it beyond doubt. So this is how you have reached this stage of development.
Yeah.
And yet in religion, you are behaving so differently. And you want to accept blindly such things, as not only have they have no proof in their favor, but have contraindications. That is absurd and illogical, yet you blindly accept them. This is in fact an attitude of the Christians which was foretold by Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the founder of Islam. And it further enhances our faith when we look at that. He predicted that an antichrist would appear before the second advent of Christ, peace be upon him. And he described him in detail. One important feature which he told us about the Antichrist was that he will be blind in his right eye, but his left eye would be very large and very conspicuous, and also it will have a deep sight, deep power of sight, so that it will penetrate things and see things ordinarily hidden by common sight. So it will be exceptionally sharp. It will go deep into the heart of affairs and see things which are ordinarily hidden from common eye. That was the description given by Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago. Our people who were to appear in the latter days as Antichrist. And this is exactly in which situation we find the Christian nations today. Their left eye, which is the worldly eye, because according to the rules of interpretation of dreams and visions, the right side represents religion and the left side represents world and materialism. So if you in a dream you see that your right side has become weak, you should be afraid for your religion, because there must be something wrong with religion. You have weakened in that side. If you see your right side is strong, you should be happy that Allah would bless you with improvement in your faith and you'll gain more religious knowledge. That also is true of the worldly affairs vis-a-vis the left side. So this was a prediction which told us that the Jal, that is Antichrist, he can be recognized in his lack of balance towards his approach, in his approach towards religion and materialism. In materialism, his sight would be very bright. He would investigate things, go to the very heart of matters. And unless he sees things clearly, he will not accept them. As far as his approach to religion is concerned, he would be totally blind. So this is exactly the approach they have.
Thank you.